I'm not the president. I'm not some shepherd. I'm just a storyteller, man. That's all I am.
Fabulator. 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 Fabulator.
Lepo pozdravljeni v današnjem Fabulatorju, v katerem pozornost posvečamo eni od fenomenov, ki se nam zdijo ali pa naj bi se nam po splošno sprejetih pravilih zdele smešne. YouTube, na primer, je poln posnetkov živali in otrok, ki počnejo najrazličnejše stvari, ti posnetki pa se radi uvrščajo v kategorije funny, smešno, zacrknt, smešno in tako naprej. Kaj je v resnici smešnega na mački, ki recimo poskuša prijeti žlico ali pa na otroku, ki se ne, zvrne na rit 15-krat? Namreč to, da oponašajo človeške gibe, pa jim to ne uspeva najbolje. Z drugimi besedami, smejimo se, ker v njih vidimo slabo, nerodno različico našega človeškega ali odraslega obnašanja. Če kaj listate po starševski ali pa ljubiteljski dolžnosti otroške slikanice ali pa gledate risanke, vidite polhen antropomorfnih živali. To so živali, ki so oblečene kot ljudje, imajo človeške navade in govorijo kot ljudje. In tudi v literaturi za odrasle živalski svet učinkovito služi kot metafora. Vsi recimo ne poznamo en tak primer živalsko farmo. Čemur danes posvečamo pozornost, je zbirka ljudskih pravljic Zverinice iz Rezije, ki je edinstvena tudi po odnosu, ki ga med seboj vzpostavljajo zverinice, največkrat so to lisica, volk in zajec. Poslušajmo za začetek en odlomek iz rezijanske pravljice Rusica pregnala grdinico iz lisičje hiše.
Ko je prišla na Kolundrin breg, je srečala volka.
Dobar dan, botrica! Bog daj botrček.
Kaj jočete botra?
Kaj ne bi jokala, ko imam grdino v hišici?
Pojdite, bežite, no. Greva gor in jo bom že izgnal jaz.
Lisica ponosna, da je volk bolj korajžen in ji bo izgnal grdinico. Sta prišla gor in volk jezno vanjo.
Bežite ven iz hišice, moje botrice.
Ja že ne bežim.
Je spet zarenčala in zabrundala tam gori v kotu. Tedaj sta se obrnila oba in je jokal tudi volk. Sprva je jokala samo lisica, nazadnje sta jokala oba.
Zverinice iz Rezije same sebe med sabo ogovarjajo z ljudmi. Ne, in se med sabo ogovarjajo z botrico. To je ena od značilnosti, ki ste jo verjetno slišali v pogovoru med volkom pa lisico. V botrini, piše Matičetov, so si živali vse vprek. Niso samo lisica, volk in medved, botri drug drugemu, ampak sočasnega naslova botr, botra deležni tudi prasec, maček, petelin, zajec, rak, miš, skakel, rusica, torej mravlja. Botrina je duhovno sorodstvo, ki terja tudi na zunaj medsebojno spoštovanje, piše naprej Matičetov, to pa se okaže v tem, kar ste tudi lahko slišali med pogovorom lisice in volka, da se med sabo vikata. Celo tri najbolj moderne botre lisičice, zgodba, ki je išla v slikanici, to so tiste lisice, ki se z avtomobili vozijo naokrog, jejo in strastno pijajo, se med seboj olikano vikajo. To je v resnici fenomen ljudskega izročila, ki ga ne najdemo nikjer drugje na slovenskem področju, namreč da bi živali med sabo razvile tak subtilen in eleganten način komuniciranja. Za konec pa se slovenskega avtohtonega območja premikamo oziroma prehajamo še k eni animaciji. Najverjetneje vsi poznate serijo intervjujev z živalmi v živalskem vrtu z imenom Creature Comforts. Pred letom ali dvema so jo predvajali tudi na naši televiziji v nedeljskem popoldanskem programu. Tukaj pa v Fabulatorju en zvočni odlomek predvajamo zato, ker je to še en primer očitne antropomorfizacije živali, ker živali čutijo kot ljudje, gestikulirajo kot ljudje in govorijo kot ljudje. In jaz osebno si upam trditi, da se je v veliki meri prav zaradi tega ta animacija priljubila ljudem. Je škoda, da vam zraven ne moremo predvajati slike, jo pa najdete na YouTubeu. Malo je tudi nadležno, ker živali, odvisno spet od vrste živali, nekoliko momljajo, pa vseeno naj vam bo užitek tale venček intervjujev.
Sound running when you're ready.
They try to make you comfortable, they try to put you in a quite nice situation with standard food that look more like a dog food than food proper for wild animals, all right?
Well, most of the cages are a bit small and either grotty and everything, but the terrapins seem to get a good side. They've got a big waterfall and big pools to play around in. There's lots of them there. They looked really happy.
If you try to compare the situations and the environment that you live here with the environment that you live in Brazil, there is a big difference. Here, you live in a very small place with all the technological advances possible. You have everything sorted out, double glazing, you know, your heating and everything in Brazil, but you don't have space. In Brazil, you have space, although you don't have all this technological, you know, double glaze and things like that, and you know, but you have space. And we need space to live. We need space to feel that we are part of the world and not a kind of piece of object in a box.
Well, sometimes you can't get out and about as much as you would like to. You're stuck in for some reason, like I'm stuck in today. And then, yes, you get bored and you get fed up with looking at the same four walls.
I feel very secure. And well looked after, very well looked after, and I'm not worried about anything. I know whatever happens, they'll look after me and put me where I ought to be.
I think they like it in the wild, if they were in the wild, but I think it's much better to be in bars, because, like I've said, they get fed, whereas some animals, they go for days without food.
I miss a lot the food. I miss the fresh meat, you know, because in Brazil we are predominantly carnivores. We are not, you know, vegetarian, and we don't like potatoes. We like meat, and we like a fresh meat.
My favorite food is, I'm afraid to say, is steak.
I'd like to live somewhere a bit hotter. I don't like getting rained on, and I don't like being cold. And I find that here I often get rained on, and I'm often cold.
Where I would like to live and to spend most of my life, in a hot country. You know, in a hot country that I have a good weather and that I have space, that I have trees, you know? That I don't have only grass with pollens that give me hay fever every day. I need a space with blue skies without that I can see the sun every day, all right? That I have nice weather, that I can just have nice water, you know, to dive, to swimming. It means a tropical country, not in an island, a cold one. It's easy. Any part of the world, but hot. Name it, and there you go.
Fabulator se za danes poslavlja in za naslednjič napoveduje delček ali dva iz slovenske pogrebne, spomeniške, oporoške retorike.
I'm not the president, not some shepherd. I'm just a storyteller, man, that's all I am.
Fabulator, fabulator, fabulator.